First, overall unemployment rates are low in the United States after 8 years of steady recovery from the Great Recession. But that good news hasn't helped everyone. A large number of workers over 55 are having a hard time finding work, and when they do find jobs, they're often paid less than in their previous jobs. And in many cases, those careers don't include health care and other benefits. That's putting the dream of a comfortable retirement way out of reach for millions of older Americans. Ruth Simon is a senior special writer at the Wall Street Journal. She reported on this issue under the headline, "Just Unbearable, Booming Job Market Can't Fill the Retirement Shortfall." Ruth, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's nice to talk to you, Rob.
Well, you write in your piece that the official unemployment rate for older workers is about 3%, which doesn't sound bad, but that number doesn't tell us the whole story. What are you seeing out there behind that number for older workers?
Behind that number, we're seeing that it's very hard if you're an older worker and you need to find a job to get a job, and particularly to get a job that pays well. So we have nearly 8 million older Americans who are out of work or they're stuck in low-quality jobs that don't offer them much chance of preparing for retirement. This includes people who have jobs that don't provide health care or other basic benefits, typically don't pay very well. There are also more than 2 million Americans who are out of work or work part-time because they can't find a full-time job or have stopped looking because they don't think anyone will hire them.
We'll dig into those stories a little more in just a bit. But even before that, we hear numbers over time that say, hey, Americans of whatever age aren't prepared. They haven't been able to save enough for retirement. That's what a lot of people, I imagine, are coming into this situation in, right? Already, they're maybe a little behind when it comes to saving for retirement, even without this job problem.
And this story was part of a series of stories we've done about people not being prepared for retirement. And if you're not prepared, one of the best things you can do is work a little bit longer. And that's why what's happening to these workers is so important. And it's also, it was very surprising to me when I started doing my reporting. I thought, gee, we have a really tight job market. There must be all these opportunities for older workers. But that wasn't the case.
Do we know why it's harder for these older workers? Maybe they've been let go from an older job or downsized or whatever. Why it's hard for them in particular to find jobs maybe comparable to the career they've had all along?
I think there are a bunch of different reasons that are at play. There's some evidence of age discrimination. We looked at some studies that have sent out resumes with different ages, and older workers, particularly older women, got fewer responses when it came to interviews. Many companies have also long directed their recruiting efforts at young people coming out of college. Some have even created apprenticeship programs. I talked to one employer who said, I'm not sure how we reach these older workers. Sometimes older workers don't have the right skills or they're not living in the right places. And the other thing we have now are these automated systems that are used to screen employees, and they might say, we're looking for this specific skill, and don't realize, well, maybe you don't know this computer language, but you've shown you can learn three others, so you can probably learn this one quickly, or you don't fit that right requirement, or you don't really understand how looking for a job works today.
Right. You write that some employers are using maybe a social media outlet or some kind of online job search tool that might make a job listing invisible to people beyond a certain age.
They may be looking for someone with 3 to 5 years of experience. They may be looking for someone with knowledge of just a very narrow skill. They're looking for that perfect employee rather than someone who may have skills that are related but aren't exactly the right fit. And I think there's also sometimes employers don't value that experience an older worker might bring, and they're worried that an older worker may cost too much or have higher health care costs.
Talking to Ruth Simon, senior special writer at the Wall Street Journal, on her reporting on older workers in today's workplace, even though there's low overall unemployment, people over, say, 55, having a hard time finding jobs that allow them to save for retirement. And Ruth, you talked to a lot of workers, and I understand you've heard from a lot of people since the piece came out. Can you share some of the stories people have told you about how this is hurting their retirement efforts?
Well, first let me talk a little bit about the response that I got after the story came out. And I don't want to, we name specific people who I'm happy to talk about in the story, but after I got a number of notes from people saying, thank you so much for writing about this. This is just my situation. Somebody wrote to me saying he had been very depressed because he thought it was a reflection of himself until he saw my story and then understood there were these bigger issues. I had people write to me and say, my relative has had this situation, my brother, my friend, or I've been in a group with a lot of job seekers. And guess what? Most of them are in their late 40s, their 50s, their 60s, and they're in the same boat. But let me tell you a little bit about some of the people that I talked to.
Sure.
One of the women I talked to, her name is Jill Short. She had an MBA. She worked for the federal government. She worked for a local utility. She worked for a technology subcontractor, but she had to take some time off for foot surgery, which happened by her bad luck to be right around the financial crisis. It was hard for her to reenter the job market. She got a job. Then she lost it in a restructuring, and she had a temporary position when I talked to her that ended in the middle of December. She was getting food stamps. She had a bunch of credit card debt. She had loans from friends. And you wouldn't think in this job market it would be so hard for someone like her to get a job. I talked to another woman who had two part-time jobs, and she liked both of the part-time jobs a lot, but they didn't pay her enough that she could have her own apartment in a neighborhood where she would be safe. So she was renting a room from a couple who had been very nice to her, and when she was on the verge of homelessness, had offered to take in her dog.
And talk about how this is changing people's retirement plans. You quote somebody saying something like, yeah, we have this vision of, you know, you're 60, you're 65, you retire, you play golf for 5 years, and then you die. This is not the situation people are staring at now.
People are living longer. And so this old, you retire at 60, 62, 65, many people need to work longer. Many people want to work longer. Many people are capable of working longer. But people are living longer, which means they need more retirement savings. Often we have situations, and I didn't get into it in my story, but my colleagues have, where people have older parents they need to take care of. They have children that they might have had late in life or who are adults who still need some kind of financial support. So this idea that we're all going to be ready to retire, you know, in our early 60s, it's just not the case anymore. But the work world hasn't adjusted to that.
You write that some community organizations around the country are trying to tackle this to try to help pair up older workers with employers. What kind of efforts are you seeing?
So one of the examples that I looked at is Michigan AARP has been trying to partner with local groups to do these job fairs for older workers. They did one with the Southeast Michigan Community Alliance. They held their first job fair this spring, and what they had was the job seekers' qualifications were reviewed ahead of the fair to make sure they had the needed skills. More than 30 of them received offers, but there were also people who were looking for a kind of skilled position that was not available. So when they go back and do it again, they're going to try to do a different kind of screening for the employers. I think often what happens is employers are looking for these older workers to do jobs like being a greeter that involves standing on your feet a lot. And there are people who want those. That's a nice job for some people, but others who are looking for more skilled positions. But that's one effort that we saw.
We're talking to Ruth Simon from the Wall Street Journal. She's reported on the millions of older Americans who are unemployed or underemployed and in many cases seeing their retirement savings, if any, evaporate. Are we talking about you? Call in now at 800-642-1234. If you're 50, 55 or older and on the job market, what are you seeing? What are you running into? Have you gotten a job lately? Does it pay enough to save for retirement? Or has a change in your employment situation derailed your plans? If this isn't your story, is there somebody in your family going through this? Or if you're an employer, what are you seeing? Are you looking to hire older workers yourself? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about older workers facing tough times in the workplace, even in the midst of low unemployment. Ruth Simon is with us from the Wall Street Journal, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Is this your story? Are you 55 or older trying to find work? How's it going for you? Are you an employer? Are you looking to hire older workers if you knew where to find them? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll go to our callers. James is with us in Green Bay. James, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about, James?
Well, basically, what I've seen out there in the workforce is a lot of employers are still looking for a master's or a bachelor's degree, and some older workers don't have that. Maybe they have all the life skills or all the skills to actually do the job, but they just don't have that certificate.
James, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Ruth, I imagine this could be a problem in, say, a post-industrial manufacturing community where maybe people have that life experience. They got a job with a high school degree. If they need that BA or MA now, it's maybe hard to get that later in life.
And I'll say I talked to a group that works with technology workers in Silicon Valley, and they have a lot of unemployed job seekers who are older. And one of the things they do is they encourage these job seekers to go back and get some kind of certificate. So maybe you can't get your entire degree, or maybe you have your degree, but you go back and get a certificate that shows that you have picked up another skill that is relevant. It's a way of both showing that you have a skill, learning a new skill, and showing something new to your potential employer.
James, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go to Deb now in Madison. Deb, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Deb?
Well, I have been unemployed for more than a little over a year. I have applied for over 100 jobs. I'm 62 years old. I have a PhD. I am an excellent facilitator, trainer, communication leader kind of person, and I have only been able to even apply for a handful of those jobs. I know lots of other people in my age group with the same situation. We were in an unemployment support group here in Madison, still all unemployed. Very frustrating to hear about this unprecedented low unemployment rate when there's all this talent sitting here untapped.
Deb, thank you so much for calling in. Good luck to you and your support group in finding work. Ruth, this Deb is telling a story you've heard. You wrote about people who kept huge, folders and binders full of the jobs they applied for and didn't get.
And it's very, very frustrating, and it's hard to not take it personally, though I hope you don't take it personally. Some of the people I've talked to have done things to try to, what I call, de-age their resume, focusing on their most recent years of experience. I think always, to the degree that you can do networking, whether it's through LinkedIn or other sources, that's always helpful, but you're not alone. This story certainly resonates with what I was hearing in my reporting.
Deb, thanks a lot for calling in and sharing your experience. Lynette joins us next in Madison. Lynette, hi.
Hi, I am calling in because I'm 50 years old and I've been unemployed since April. On unemployment right now, and that runs out the end of January. And I have an associate's degree, worked as an art director and graphic designer for over 21 years, and was downsized in the spring. and I'm really struggling. I am de-aging my resume. I have a good friend who works in HR, and she's been trying to help me out to make it look better. But then when I get the face-to-face, I mean, I can't hide the wrinkles. And, you know, so now I'm looking at new skills, you know, to try to get certified in a different area and just change my career. I feel like that's the only option that I have at this point in time. I'm very frustrated when I'm hearing this low unemployment rate. And I think I'm going to seek out Deb's support group, too, when I get off the phone.
All right, Lynette, thank you so much for sharing that. Lynette feeling like, hey, she can maybe get in the door face-to-face. They can tell she's older. Do we have, Ruth, a pin on how big the actual age discrimination problem is, just people discriminating flat out against older workers?
You know, it's always hard to exactly prove, you know, age discrimination. But we do know, I had talked to a professor who did this study where he sent out resumes, and they were for folks with they were fictional resumes for job seekers who were 30, 50, and 65. And callback rates declined by age, and that was especially true for female applicants. I also talked to some people who said, you know, I did really well in the first part of the process, and then they saw me, you know, they came in the room and they saw me for the interview and their face dropped. I know one of the one other thing I'll say is one of the gentlemen I interviewed, he dyed his hair just to make him look a little bit younger.
Thanks, and good luck to you as well, Lynette. We are talking to Ruth Simon from the Wall Street Journal, looking at the challenges facing older workers. Even in a supposedly tight job market, a lot of older workers having a hard time finding jobs, having a hard time finding jobs that pay well enough to save for retirement. Joe joins us now in Neenah. Hi, Joe. What's your story?
Well, hi. I got 35 years experience. I'm age 67. I gave up a year ago and retired. I have retirement savings. But there's no doubt, there's discrimination out there. When you got a question on the application that says, what year did you graduate, you can't hide that. And I don't try to hide myself, but what I try to point out is I could coach and mentor other people. I've been successful in many different jobs, but they don't seem to respond to that, and I don't get any kind of feeling that they're looking for people who are quality workers.
So, Joe, you are retired but looking to work some part-time, it sounds like?
Yeah, exactly. I could go work part-time. I could work full-time. I didn't want to retire. I just had to because I got the feeling that I was being pushed out.
I gotcha.
That I lost in a restructuring, and after that I couldn't recover.
All right, Joe, good luck to you as well. Best wishes to everybody who's having this trouble. Ruth, flipping this around, are we missing out on this great talent pool of people like Joe and our other callers today?
I think we are, and I just want to say one thing about Joe's situation before I get to that, which is the numbers that I have may even understate what's going on because there are people who just gave up and stopped looking, and because they haven't looked in the past year aren't even counted as a discouraged worker. And I think companies are losing the benefit of these older workers. I interviewed a company called Chroma Technologies and that had won an award for hiring older workers and doing things for their older employees. And the CEO sort of said, you know, it's not that we go out to do that, it's that we value experience, and that older workers, they had hired somebody for a very important role who was very experienced, and he felt incredibly fortunate to be able to have this person because of the skills they could bring. And I think employers need to think about older workers as mentors. I mean, people say despite the some of the stereotypes against older workers, they have a lot of knowledge, they have great work skills, they show up, you know, and I think employers really are missing out.
Joe, thanks for the call. Matt joins us now in Alloway. Matt, hello.
One of the things that I've been finding is that I look at jobs and there are two things that I noticed, and that is, you know, one of them is that there doesn't seem to be as many sort of middle-class jobs. There is this spread of jobs that's like I can that I qualify there for like $9 or $10 an hour. I'm an alternative teacher, and I used to have a lot of jobs in state and federal and nonprofit. So now I'm subbing. But the other thing that I notice is that those that are middle income, usually the first three words that they'll say is they want somebody who's vibrant and energetic and enthusiastic. And as an older worker, I'm patient, I'm on time, I'm reliable. I don't have the vim and vigor that I used to have when I was really young, but to me, those three words say that they want somebody young.
Matt, thanks a lot for the call. Ruth, code words there, vigorous and vibrant?
I think those are code words, but I think that there are plenty of people in their 50s and 60s who would consider themselves vigorous and vibrant, and maybe they can't run as fast, but they run really well.
Thanks a lot for that call. Matt, in our last few moments, Ruth, we've had a lot of calls. You've had a lot of response to this. Do you get a sense that maybe there's going to be a change here, that people are starting to pay attention to older workers and try to bring them back into the job pool?
I think we're just starting to. The thing that surprised me in my reporting was that we weren't further along than we are. I know that I have talked to some companies and some folks who are trying to do this, who are just starting their first efforts, but it is much slower than I would have thought. One of the companies I talked to had said that for the first time they are opening up some positions for people who don't have the skills, and they're hoping folks at all ages will apply.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to Ruth Simon, senior special writer at the Wall Street Journal, talking about her reporting on older workers having a hard time finding jobs, even in the midst of low national unemployment.